integral he is telling. Aishwarya, have you the book of Swamiji with purport and fourth chapter Adi, fourth and 17th paya. Aishwarya jnane te sab jagat mishri. Aishwarya sithal from preme nahi mor priti. What he has.
All the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty, but love, weakened by that sense of majesty, does not satisfy me. There's no purport to that question.
He will give perhaps
a few verses later. There's many purports.
Understand what is he telling? Aishwarya jnan deling. What is Aishwarya? Krishna is God. He is but personality of Krishna, fountain man, supreme personality. And he has so many appellants. Aishwarya, Samagratya, Virya, Jasa, Sriya, Jnana, Vairagya, Chaiva, Sanna, Bhave, Chinda. These are called bhag. But Aishwarya. What is the meaning of Aishwarya?
Opulence.
What? Opulence. As
what
he means? A man cannot do that thing. Man never can that do. But Krishna does. This is opulence. A person cannot have lakhs and lakhs body. At the same time, by one, he is with Rukmini, by other he is with Satyabhama, somewhere with his friend, father, Vasudev, sacrifice, fire sacrifice doing. Sometimes he is playing with his children. So many fathers do so many things. Yogi can have so many bodies. But their bodies will do like same, one will do and other will do. But in Krishna, Krishna can have so many bodies in Rasa. And from one gopi he is doing like so, dancing. From another he is doing like this, another like this. There are so many postures. Lacks and lacks posture. Sometimes sitting, doing like this. Sometimes doing like this. Sometimes doing like this. Each body has a special character. So, it is Aishwarya, a person cannot do, a man and a human being cannot do. This is excellent. And it is purely in Krishna. Fullest in Krishna. Virya. Virya means?
Strength. Power.
When he ran after Bhishma Pitama, Bhishma Pitama left his bow and arrow and he stood like this. Bow down. And Brahma Shankar were crying, oh, Bhishma is dead, Bhishma is dead, Bhishma is dead. Krishna has killed him. If Krishna wants to kill anyone, anyone cannot save him. These are called Virya. Once Bhishma has been, has done Pratigya. Pratigya kya?
Take a vow.
That I will kill
anyone who
kills Dushasana. Because he tried to make it. One day, in the Mahabharata Yuddha, fight of the Mahabharata, he fell down those asana and he wanted to
pull out his arm
from his body. And blood will come, and by that blood he will
make the case,
case of property. And he was doing, and say he was taking his hands from his body, then he told that in whole world I am challenging if anyone is to save this bad person, dosa, he may come. He challenged both parties. Then Arjun told that he is very notorious. He has challenged even Krishna and myself also. So I took his bow and went to fight with him. Krishna told him, don't go, don't go. Today I have given my whole strength of Nrisimhadev in him. So you cannot do anything. Even myself cannot do. So be silent. Then he became silent. So these are well. Krishna is sitting here and he did like those and chakra came and he cut down lakhs and lakhs. So Krishna is so much strong. Three, so beautiful. Ram is beautiful. All are beautiful. But Krishna is a special thing. None like us, like Krishna. Vairagya, for Jadvansi were destroyed. Baldev also came, went on. But Krishna was sitting like this. No, this. This nothing. As if nothing has been done. Nothing has happened. This is Vairagya. And again, he has given this knowledge to Arjun. And more than this, he has given knowledge to Gopis. Uddhav. Uddhav. Written in Srimad Bhagavatam. Uddhav Sambhad. Not Sandesh. Sandesh was given to Gopis. And Sambhad to? Highest kind of knowledge. Not even in Vedas. So Krishna has his affluence. So he is. So if anyone thinking that Krishna is my son, but at the same time he is thinking that, oh, he is Bhagavan, then his frame will be subsided. If anyone is worshipping Krishna and he is this Makhan Chor, he is Makhan Chor. And he is there, anyone serving him, he will think that he is my son. But when a danger or anything, suffering will come, koi vipatti aa jayegi, vipatti kya?
Some danger.
Then we will try to, oh Krishna, save me. So this, the mood of son, so he is telling in this world that who is thinking? Krishna himself. When he disappeared from this world, he is thinking that the whole world is doing prema to me, but it is mixed with affluence. And so their prema is not so thick. Their love, affection is not thick. Because they take me as a Ishwar, as a Paramatma, as a Parabrahma, as Bhagavan, and they think themselves very low,
insignificant.
They have no knowledge, I have no knowledge, I am so weak, I am so wretched. If they are doing prem, love, affection, by that prem, I am not controlled. It cannot please. So, in Vaikuntha, he is not pleased so much. He is pleased but not so pleased. In Dwarka, he is pleased. But he always there manifest like Chaturbhuj. Sometimes Brahma comes and sees him and falls down. So Ishwar Bhav is there. Rukmini Saptabhama also knows that he is Ishwar. So by that prema, Krishna is not controlled. He is somewhat, he may please, he may be glad something, but he will not be controlled by that. Vasibhut nahi honge. Amate, amake je je bhakta bhaje jei bhave, sei se se bhave bhaji ei mosobha. Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajamyam. Mammatman vartante manushya patatasa. Krishna is telling that if any man is have bhakti sam bhakti to me with a karma, then I used to give him wealth, reputation, very beautiful wife and very beautiful husband, and so very qualified sons and daughters. Everything. You have given?
Mm-hmm.
What? You should do it first.
First for 19, in whatever transcendental mellow my devotee worships me, I reciprocate with him. That is my natural behavior.
Yes.
In purport. The Lord, by his inherent nature, reveals himself before his devotees according to their inherent devotional service. The Vrindavan pastimes demonstrated that although generally people worship God with reverence, the Lord is more pleased when a devotee thinks of him as his pet son, personal friend, or most dear fiancé, and renders service
fiancé?
Unto him.
Lover.
And renders service unto him with such natural affection. The Lord becomes a subordinate object of love in such transcendental relationships. Such pure love of Godhead is unadulterated by any tinge of superfluous, non-devotional desires, and is not mixed with any sort of fruitive action or empiric philosophical speculation. It is pure and natural love of God, spontaneously aroused in the absolute state. This devotional service is executed in a favorable atmosphere freed from material affections.
If anyone worships Krishna for wealth, reputation, wife or husband, all worldly things, Krishna will give them. If they want salvation, Krishna will give them also. If they want Vaikuntha, he will give them also Vaikuntha. If they want to be in Dwarka, the Saheli Sakha, friends of Satyabhama Rukmini, he also gives them. But it is very, very hard to be repaid to the persons, those who want to serve in Vrindavan like friends, father, mother, and peon. Like that. I think that is beloved and beloved, like gopis. He has meant that. Among all these things, if one wants to serve Krishna and Radha Krishna, divine pair, with divine love, it is very hard for Krishna to give this. For this, he sends Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha. Because they have not that mood. How gopis are serving Krishna? Krishna has not mood. He can teach all these kinds of love, but he does not know how Srimati Radhika is testing Krishna, how serving, in what mood. So he is telling, explaining what was the reason to Krishna to come here in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he will explain further. So he says that if anyone serves Krishna partly, he will get partly. If he will serve Krishna in full, he will give in full. If he wants, he gets in fullest way, in all ways, like gopis, then he will give himself to them. Then he will come to it. More putra, more sakha, more pranapati, ei bhave jai more kare shuddha bhakti. Those who are in association of any bona fide guru and Vaishnava, hearing Hari Katha, they will take the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam and all the books. And they are thinking, they will think like, Krishna is my son, dearest man. Krishna is my friend, like Subal Siddham. And gopis are thinking that Krishna is our beloved, most beloved. Those who are doing like these three process, and this is Shuddha Bhakti. Think Krishna, that he is my friend, he is my sakha, and he is my panpati. And this is Shuddha Bhakti. Perhaps he has written in that, what he has written this.
The verse is, if one cherishes pure loving devotion to me, thinking of me as his son, his friend, or his beloved, regarding himself as great, and considering me his equal or inferior,
yes,
I become subordinate to him. Then the purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, three kinds of devotional service are described. Namely, bhakti, ordinary devotional service.
Yes.
Shuddha bhakti, pure devotional service. And vidhi bhakti, mixed devotional service.
Yes.
When devotional service is executed with some material purpose involving fruitive activities, mental speculations, or mystic yoga, it is called mixed devotional service.
Mixed service, you know, bhakti? Mishra bhakti, not Shuddha bhakti. And then, there are some opulence. There is a vow of opulence. When Ramchandra came in this world, he was 400, Sankh Chakra Gada Padma, and his mother and father there, especially mother, was doing like this, Vandana. Oh, you are himself God. So this is not bhakti, Shuddha bhakti, because the mood of opulence is there, mixed in bhakti.
Awe and reverence.
Yes. Like Dwarka. Also there are opulence, Marjada. Aishwarya Bhav. These are called Aishwarya Bhav. Fighting, killing Kamsa and all these are. Killing sometimes Jarasandha, Shishupal, Dantabhakra. And we see that, oh, Krishna is Bhagavan's son. So it is mixed with bhakti, so not Shuddha bhakti. When, like, he is my child, if I will give him breath, then he can be survived. He does not know anything. So it is like friends, like son, and like gopis. Beloved, he is not Krishna, is not God. So if you are thinking that he is God, then it will be mixed. So he is telling that this is Shuddha Bhakti. What is Shuddha Bhakti? Sakha Bhav, Vasalya Bhav, and Madhu Bhakti. This is Shuddha Bhakti. And what we are doing now? More Shuddha Bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this, given to this Shuddha Bhakti, not this Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, because it was at that time.
It was already there.
All Vaidhi is there. No use to give these things. Because before him, Hanuman, Prahlad Maharaj, and so many Narad, Kabi Hapi Antariksha, all, that they always doing this Bhakti. But not this kind of bhakti. Mai bhaktiri bhutanam amritvaya kalpate discharjatmatsniho bhoti nang madhapana. This sloka is from Srimad Bhagavatam when the Krishna was at Kurukshetra and gopis had gone there to meet. Gopis are, Krishna is telling them, perhaps you have some malice. You are thinking that I am kritagya, akritagya, ungrateful. Need aa rahi hai na? Bataye nahi. Aise baithega to nahi jayegi. Tumko kaha tha. Suno achhi tarah se. Need nahi aani chahiye. This is amrit. This is nectar. We should try to take it very carefully. Mai bhakti hi bhutanam amritvaya kalpate. For all the human beings, for everyone. My bhakti, my this bhakti, is like nectar. But you have more than this. You have sneha to me. Bhakti, sadhan bhakti, anath nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. And after that, prem, sneha, man, pranay, bhav, anubhav, rag, anurag. You have anurag, sneha. How high stage, gopis. So I will certainly meet you very soon. Your sneha, your mamata, anurag will attract me. So don't pray. Mata more putra bhave karane bandhan. Yashodama, Kausalya cannot do, Devaki cannot do, but Yashoda will bind Krishna as a putra. Oh, he should not be a thief. He is now becoming thief, going to the house of all the gopis and what is stealing? Butter, makhan and all the rest. So he binded Krishna. Atihin jnane kare lalvam panon. Sakha Suddha Sakhe Kare Sandhya Rahun. He has written something?
Mm-hmm. For the previous one, Mai Bhaktya, this is Krishna speaking to the gopis in Kurukshetra. Quote from Krishna.
What is it? Okay.
Devotional service rendered to me by the living beings revives their eternal life. O my dear damsels of Braj, your affection for me is your good fortune. For it is the only means by which you have attained my favor. Purport. Pure devotion
is
represented in the activities of the residents of Brajabhumi Vrindavan. During a solar eclipse, the Lord came from Dwarka and met the inhabitants of Vrindavan at Samanta Panchaka. The meeting was intensely painful for the damsels of Brajabhumi because Lord Krishna apparently left them to reside at Dwarka. But the Lord obligingly acknowledged the pure devotional service of the damsels of Braja by speaking this verse.
Mata more?
Mother sometimes binds me as her son. She nourishes and protects me, thinking me utterly helpless. No purpose.
Sakha suddha sakhe kare sande arohan. What is meaning?
My friends climb on my shoulders in pure friendship, saying, what kind of big man are you? You and I are equal.
And Priya Jodi Man Kare Kare Bhatsan?
If my beloved consort reproaches me in a sulky mood, that steals my mind from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. And there's a purpose.
This the purpose also?
Right.
Purpose. That A Shuddha Bhakti Laya Karinu Avatar. It is not in Ajodhya, not in Vaikunth, these three things. This pure devotion. Even not in Dwarka, not in Mathura. It is in only Braja. From there I take this. And I will go to Vrindavan, I will go to descend to this world. And I will do so many pastimes there, these lovely pastimes. I will be son of Yashoda and Mama. I will be friends of Subalakshmi Ram. I will be beloved of gopis and all things among Srimati Radha Bhav is so higher. I will take this and will go to Navadvip Dham in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the mood and beauty of Srimati Radhika. And I will distribute all these things in the world. Never has this has been given to world, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this Shuddha Bhakti, not Vaidhi Bhakti, because it was there
before
also, and doing all there, Pandavas and all, but this was not given. So he has come to give this. So Swamiji has not come to give this only Vaidhi Bhakti, it was for before, from before. He has come only to give this thing, but there was process that very beginning he used to give all these things. What?
He says something interesting in the purport. A neophyte devotee who follows the Vedic injunctions that regulate those who lack pure love of God may superficially seem more exalted than a devotee in spontaneous love.
Yes.
But in fact, such spontaneous pure love is far superior to regulated devotional service.
He has come to give this thing. Oh, you are hearing? You should try to read once again. So he has not come only to give the Vaidhi. What is Vaidhi? Vaidhi na Vaidhi? So we should try to enter in the books of Swamiji. Yet he is telling. But his process was to give through Vaidhi Bhakti. So Vaidhi Bhakti should not be neglected in any way, in any case. And if you are not following all these things, you are very far away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna and from this Shuddha Bhakti. Today, gradually we will go on. So you should try to go deep in the meanings of Swamiji. What Swamiji has this thing? They are telling you, no. Go to Narayan Maharaj's office. I'm going to write a book. They are telling, oh, we will write a very book that what we have done, it was very wrong to go to. Again, they will follow us, they have no offenses to do lotus feet of Swamiji, one day he will bring them and will tell that, oh, read this, all this, what I have written. Don't be in confusion. See, confused. No confusion. Nothing. You are direct in the line, in the Swami. They try to misguide us for worldly reasons. That anyone come and take our all disciples and all wealth. I don't want anyone. I don't want any disciple, anything. I want to help them without anything. You can go. There is opulence, so much. Only Yashoda Maiya, Subal Sakha, they don't recognize Krishna like Bhagavan. And this is Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. To give this world, to preach this Shuddha Bhakti, they have come not for Vaitha Bhakti. It is very hard to persons, those that not realize all this. They cannot give. They don't know, even in their heart, how can they. So they will be against this. Oh, Prabhupada has not come. Bluffing person.
you were saying how if someone's worshipping Thakurji like Bal Gopal as their son, but then some danger comes in their life and they say, oh, Bal Gopal
so
made me think.
There is no Krishna, son of Krishna, Yashoda. He is Narayan.
I see.
They are worshipping Narayan. And those who are asking all only these things, they are worshipping him like Ganesh. Yes. So their bhakti is mixed, karma mixed.
So what about like in Braja when say the Sakas were being attacked by Agastura and they called out for Krishna, Krishna. Yes.
Who?
At that time, the Sakas.
No, they don't. They can tell Narayan, Narayan, come out. Not for Krishna.
They didn't call for Krishna.
No, no. What Krishna can do? He is like them. So they are calling Narayan, 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 come, come, come. Dekho, prasad ho gaya, tayari. Chanting, 3 lakhs will not do. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Ram,
is not here. And if there is those, one of that guru is now. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Heart is in it.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare. You will see that I am in
Vrindavan. Krishna will come at once and he will catch hold of our hands and go, come on, we will go to Radha.
Yes, sir.
And he is saying and weeping.
Yes, sir. Main mala karne ki koshish karti hu.
A pot with water. Which contains, he contains about 10
holes.
Colors, balance. And you have given 15 colors, but yet it is not filling. And you are giving, not hot. Then you should see that there is a leakage in that. You cannot.
Okay. So, Maharaj is saying that when you job, sir.
I'm
answering
my question.
We have one question.
You want to meditate on Vrindavan Dham or Krishna Leela, but you have no realization of these things, then how can you restore your mind?
But Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is everywhere. He is also here. And His name and Krishna is the same thing. So when you want that Vrindavan is Krishna himself. So they are living entity and they know everything and they are so powerful. When you meditate Krishna or Vrindavan, they will come back home. And after they will give realization because they are powerful. Yeah, we are chanting, but we have no realization. But yet, gradually, Maya will go away. And Krishna will be so near us. He is so kind and merciful that He wants to make us qualified. So when you will mature, and if he is qualified, then he will be here. otherwise he will be in the state of parda. Parda, parda,
curtain.
Curtain.
Veil open.
Behind
veil.
Curtain. So much. Krishna is so powerful. Vrindavan is so powerful. And so kind, merciful. So when you chant them, remember them, meditate them, they will at once have mercy upon you. If there is a fire, you don't know what is fire, but if you put your similarly, where you don't know or know, knowingly, unwell, willingly, you will put your finger in fire and or in Krishna.
So, even if you have no.
Parikshit told to. Sukadeva Goswami told to Parikshit.
And Jarasandha. तुम्हारी लड़कियां तो बड़ी बड़ी सुखदेव गोस्वामी बोलते हैं चले दैट इज कंस एंड जरासंध एंड ऑल अदर डेमन एवेजन कृष्ण एंड वॉन्टेड टू किल कृष्ण ऑलवेज फियरफुल फ्रॉम कृष्ण फैट टू कृष्ण वैट टू कृष्ण आई विल किल हिम. By this, they was obtained salvation. Why we will not have this thing? So, Krishna is so merciful. You'll have to surrender. But I don't know anything, my mind is there and there. So, you should have mercy upon him. He'll at once be merciful.
Even if you have no love?
No, no. Even if you have no love, no attraction, anything. If you have no love or attraction, but yet fire will burn you, like this, Krishna is more powerful than fire. So, try to continue your chanting and remembering. And you will be mature. He is merciful even today, but you know that in one day a fruit is not ripened gradually. Know this fact? A seed cannot be transferred into a big tree never today. It will take time. So it will take time. So you should never be anxious, never be worried that oh what I am doing it is vritha.
Then
you should try to have a very much faith in Krishna and his name. Are you coming?
Thank you. Jai Vrindavan,
Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan,
Jai Radhe.